This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Congress faces a deadline Friday to prevent a partial federal government shutdown. In a letter, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging colleagues on Capitol Hill to take action. NPR's Eric McDaniel reports.
Senate Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is excoriating the, quote, extreme wing within the Republican Party, end quote, for forcing the country toward what he describes as an unnecessary shutdown, pointing to impacts to federal agencies. The faction of the Republican Party, which sees bipartisan legislating as a failure, could oust their Republican Speaker, Mike Johnson, if he advances any proposal that could attract Democratic votes, despite that being a requirement to pass in the Senate and be signed into law by President Biden. Congressional leadership will meet at the White House this week. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, Washington.
The chair of the Republican National Committee says she is stepping down. Ronna McDaniel says she will resign March 8th and allow the RNC to select a new leader. She had previously said she would leave her post after the South Carolina primary held last weekend. President Biden is asking the four bipartisan top leaders of Congress to a meeting tomorrow. He'll talk about getting Congress to pass aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Senate has passed the foreign aid bill, but Republicans, allied with former President Donald Trump, have held it up in the House. Ukrainian officials say this lack of support is hurting them on the battlefield. Ukraine's defense minister is Rustem Umerov. He says up to half the military aid that the West promises Ukraine does not arrive in a timely manner.
Since the situation is always dynamic, at the moment, commitment doesn't constitute delivery. 50% of commitments are not delivered on time.
Today, Ukraine also announced that up to 31,000 of its troops have died since Russia invaded the country 2 years ago. Israel has curbed the entry of food, fuel, and medical supplies into Gaza since Hamas attacked last October. The World Food Program says it was forced to suspend food deliveries to northern Gaza last week because of a lack of safety. NPR's Ayab Batrawi reports the agency says more Palestinian children are now acutely malnourished.
A civil defense response team in northern Gaza says they found a woman on the street crying for help and holding her baby boy. In a video shared by the civil defense in Gaza with NPR, a rescue worker says the baby was rushed to El Shifa Hospital where he was found to be acutely malnourished. The video shows the emaciated baby boy, his mouth gaping open. The rescue worker says the baby died after not having milk for days. El Shifa Hospital, once Gaza's largest, was raided by Israeli forces in November and is struggling without enough supplies. Another video shows the boy's father crying over his baby's wrapped body on a hospital bed. He says it's a sin what's happening to the children. Ayab Batrawi, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Lawmakers in Hungary are poised to let Sweden join NATO. Hungary was the last holdout. Sweden sought to join the Western military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine 2 years ago. NATO membership can only be granted if all member countries agree. Hungary and previously Turkey had stalled that from happening. Major League Baseball's new uniforms are being criticized by players as cheap and see-through. NPR's Juliana Kim reports the uniforms were designed by Nike and manufactured by Fanatics.
Major League Baseball's spring training is here, but top of mind for many players is their dissatisfaction for their new uniforms. The attire was designed with Nike over the course of 6 years. The goal was to create a more comfortable, breathable fit. And while some players agree that the uniform is lightweight, others say the clothes look cheap, unappealing, and see-through. The executive director of the Major League Baseball Players Association, Tony Clark, says it's unclear if those issues can be resolved before the upcoming season.
We've got a little bit of time, but I'm not sure what the fix may be or how quickly we'll be able to get to it.
But he did say conversations are ongoing. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
There are very different weather patterns today in the U.S. In the Northwest, a strong winter storm is blanketing areas from Washington State and Oregon to Wyoming. In the Central Plains, it's quite warm and exceptionally dry today. It will be in the 70s today with low humidity from Nebraska to Texas. Conditions will be ripe for wildfires. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.